Well, a rather fun thing happened today. I'm at Liberal Democrat Conference in Sheffield with Liberal Democrat Voice, LDV. And we have an office here in the Sheffield City Hall, which is a lovely venue we've been enjoying using. And our office is a dressing room round the back, where we have more sinks than electrical sockets, which maybe isn't ideal for people who are hoping to blog. And the main reason we have an office is it gives us somewhere to leave our laptops, somewhere where we can plug into the internet, and somewhere where we can actually do the business of running the Lib Dem Voice blog online. So very kindly they give us an office, and on Friday when we came to use our office it was unlocked and we just came in and used it, and on Saturday it was unlocked and we just came in and used it, but on Sunday morning we showed up and the door was locked, so we couldn't get in, and we asked around and worked out what we'd have to do in order to get into our office, and the final answer came back: go to the stage door and speak to the people there and they will give you a key or arrange to have it unlocked. So this we duly did, or I did. I went round to the back of the building, into the stage door, and I finally found it. It was very clearly labelled, and I don't know how I managed to miss it the first time. And I started talking to the staff there, including a staff from Sheffield City Hall, who didn't quite get who I was or what I wanted. So I was explaining, I'm from a blog, we have an office, we've been using dressing room 5, can I have the key? And that just wasn't really working properly. It was so are you the press? Well, kind of, and kind of not. We're a party blog, we're all party members, but we've all got party staff badges as well, just so we can get in here. And the conversation really wasn't going anywhere productive at all. When who should walk into the stage door but party leader Nick Clegg and his wife Miriam Gonzalez Durantez. And of course, Nick and I know each other because I used to work for him, or at least I used to sit in his office all day, every day, and he'd phone and say, "So what have you been doing today?" And my mind would go blank. Still, Nick recognises me by sight, and I, of course, recognise him. So we had a very friendly, "Oh, hello, how are you? Thank you so much for writing that lovely letter to us after we got married last year." You know, a conversation like that, that very fleeting, two people passing in a corridor, nice greeting, bit of a smile, which was all very lovely, and it was nice to actually talk to Nick in person, in private, for just a few seconds before he had to go on and obviously prepare for his leader's speech and not waste his voice too much before he got onto the platform. And it was interesting that immediately after that little exchange had taken place, the guy who had previously been reluctant to give me a key was suddenly quite understanding that, yes, maybe I ought to get a key. Which was nice. So I got into my office where we now are, and I am processing audio files so that I can bring you more podcasts. And you will find those all on libdemvoice.org. Cheers. Bye.